USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr has said he will get Congress a redacted version of Robert Mueller's full report regarding Russian collusion in the 2016 election by mid-April. Now, that news does not sit well with some Democrats, but according to Fox News contributor and former Congressman of South Carolina, Trey Gowdy,
keep in mind, Dana, the Department of Justice speaks in indictments. They don't write biographies. They don't write reports on people. They don't do oppo research. They issue indictments. Mm-hmm. So if I were to ask Eric Holder or Dag James Cole, why didn't you indict this person, they wouldn't answer the question.
President Trump is threatening to close large sections of the U.S.-Mexico border next week in response to what Homeland Security officials say is a complete breakdown of border security. President Trump says Mexico has to start stopping all the Central American caravans coming up through their country. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It was confirmed late Friday that Linda McMahon, the head of the Small Business Administration, is stepping down. She's expected to rejoin the private sector and also help President Trump on his 2020 reelection campaign. A Republican from the East Bronx who says she's fed up with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she's going to run to try to unseat the Democratic Socialist in 2020. Ruth Papazian joins Fox News and says running Amazon out of New York was the last straw.
Just looking at the Amazon situation, she parachuted into a congressional district she doesn't even represent and led the parade of grandstanding politicians to tank the deal. Now, instead of fighting to keep Amazon out of Queens, she should have been fighting to bring Amazon to the Bronx. Warehousing is one of our major industries here, and Amazon needs warehouses. She could have been fighting to bring warehousing jobs to the Bronx.
You can check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The average tax refund is $3 lower than it was a year ago. That's according to statistics released by the IRS. The average tax refund is right around $3,000, and the IRS has issued 59 million total refunds, which is down just under 2 million or 3% from last year. Paul Schwartz is a certified public accountant, and he explains why you want to keep that refund as low as you can.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money, and when they pay you, they don't pay you a dime of interest. So we try to discourage people from getting big refunds. Unfortunately, sometimes people really count on that big refund, and I certainly try to educate my clients to not count on the big refund and have the money all year in their pockets and do the right things with it. But certainly you want to gather your receipts as best you can and also make sure that you've done your best to contribute to a retirement plan, either an IRA, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, or perhaps your 401k plan at work. Those are really the best things that you can do at this point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.